A 45-year-old child trafficker identified as Alamat Haruna has confessed to selling off over 42 children into child labor in the last 5 years. According to media reports, the suspect was arrested by a team of policemen from the Ijora Badia police station of the Lagos Police Command. It was learnt that the suspect, whose operational base is in Iloran, Kwara State Capital, had been on the police wanted list over a similar crime. The suspect, in her confessional statement, said she operates from her base in Molit village in Kwara. I have sold over 42 children to different clients in the past. Most of my clients are based in Lagos. My target are children between the ages of 7 and 12 years. I bring the children to Lagos for child labor, she confessed. Meanwhile, the Lagos State Police Public Relations Officer, SP Benjamin Hundian, who confirmed the arrest, said 3 underage children have been rescued from the suspect. Hundian said the suspect, who is the leader of a child trafficking syndicate, was finally arrested after 3 months of discreet investigation, noting that the command had been on the trail of the syndicate since it got information about its activities. On January 25, 2023, at about 5:45 p.m., the leader of the Syndicate 1 Alamat Haruna of Molit village in Iloran, Kwara State, was apprehended by detectives monitoring her movement. In the process, 3 underage children, 2 female and 1 male whose names could not be ascertained, ages 12 and 7, of no fixed addresses, were rescued from her. During interrogation, the suspect confessed to the crime. Preliminary investigation revealed that the suspect has illegally brought over 52 children to Lagos for child labor without the consent of their parents. It was also revealed that the suspect had been declared wanted by the Kwara State Police Command in connection to the disappearance of many underage children. All the disappeared children had been linked to her syndicate by the Anti-Human Trafficking Unit of Kwara State Police Command. When contacted, the Kwara State Police Command confirmed that they have recovered some of the children. However, about 11 others could not be accounted for. When interrogated, the suspect mentioned places where she kept the other children. When the current custodians were contacted, they admitted that the children are in their custody. Efforts are on to rescue them while awaiting the arrival of the Anti-Trafficking Unit of Kwara State Command to harmonize the case. Hundian also added that efforts are on to rescue the remaining 8 children.